that I would use is the word uncertainty. You know, uncertainty has a way of creeping into every aspect of our lives. And unfortunately for some people, that can cause a lot of problems. It can cause some fear, some anxiety, some frustration, some doubt, confusion, and sometimes even depression. But it is something that we all have to live with. Luke chapter 21, verse 26 says, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. So I thought about some things today as I was looking over this, some things that might cause us all to have some uncertainty. And this is no way a comprehensive list. Some of these might fit your life and some of them might not. But hopefully there'll be something that you can identify with. And if I've only got five, you could have 50 or perhaps 500 or even 5,000 things that cause us to have some uncertainty. So this is just these are just some things that I thought about. First of all, has your children ever caused you any uncertainty? What about your job? You ever been laid off, downsized? You know, I worked in the same building for 31 years and all of a sudden they told me I was either gonna have to retire or go to Mexico. Now, I wasn't going to Mexico. So, you know, sometimes our job can cause us to have some uncertainty. What about your financial situation? Have you ever had uncertainty in your life because of your financial situation? Now, most of us, I would call an older group, and we're probably about as stable financially as we're gonna be, but for better or worse. But sometimes our financial situation causes us to have some anxiety. Unless you're just born filthy rich, you know, that probably money has caused some frustration in your life at one time or another. Amen? What about sickness? Has sickness ever caused you to be frustrated or caused you to be filled with uncertainty? Whether it's your sickness, your spouse's sickness, your family member's sickness, somebody you work with, or just a friend, sometimes sicknesses cause us to have uncertainty. What about the political climate? Has that ever caused uncertainty? Now, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, my man or your man. Somebody's feeling some uncertainty. I mean, the country's too divided. Somebody feels uncertainty no matter what the political climate is. And as I said, these things are in no way all-inclusive. But surely there's something that you can identify with in that group. Now, before I get you all depressed, our word study tonight is not uncertainty. Our word study is the opposite of uncertainty, and it's the word assurance. But before we get into that, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the little group that sang, and I do thank you for the rain that we're getting. We much needed it. And I want to thank you for the ones that are here tonight, Lord, and I just pray that everything that is said and done will bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, last Wednesday night, I forget who it was, but after the service, somebody was very appreciative of the service, more to the point, the shortness of the service. So if you're happy last week, you're going to be ecstatic tonight, okay? So if that was you, I don't know, remember who you was, just come up after the service and give me $100, okay? Because you'll be really happy tonight. So we do want to talk about assurance. In spite of all the things in our life that causes us to have uncertainty, there are some things as Christians, I'm talking to us Christians, that we can be absolutely sure of. Now I'm breaking with a Baptist tradition tonight. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can't speak in a Baptist church unless you've got 3 points. I mean, they just won't let you. It's some kind of law. But I only have two tonight, okay? So what are some things that as Christians we can have absolute assurance of? Well, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says, these things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Number one, we can have assurance that God has provided salvation. Have you ever just stopped and thought about what a precious gift it is that God has given to all of us who accept it? that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. Have you ever just stopped? I know you realize that, but have you ever just stopped and thought and pondered on that for a moment? I did that today. And I tell you, my mind can't really grasp it. I can't really understand it. That God would reach out to us and extend his grace and mercy to us in such a way that we have eternal life. And I had to ask, as Job asked, what is man that you make so much of him and that you set your heart on him? Or the psalmist said, O Lord, what is man that you regard him? Or the son of man that you think of him? And then the writer of Hebrews, probably quoting those two scriptures, said, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you care about him? What it is about us that God would extend his own son for our salvation? That he would make us heirs of God, and the Bible says joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now listen, that ought to get you excited, that everything that Jesus owns, you and I own also, that we are blood brothers with Jesus Christ, joint heirs with God, that we as Christians can be called brothers and sisters of Jesus. What is it that God would extend that love and his grace to us? You know, I don't understand that. I don't have the answer to that. But I'm willing to accept the benefits of it. And I'm just thankful tonight that in spite of all the uncertainty around us, that I have the assurance that God loves me and that he sent his son on the cross to die for my sins. That is a great assurance that we should all be thoughtful and thankful of. Now, when I think about my problems, when I think about the fear that I have in my own life and my anxiety and sometimes even my own depression, my uncertainty, it pales into insignificance when I think about the grace that God has extended to us. Now I realize that even though we can accept that grace and that love, we still have to walk through this earth. And we still have to walk in the middle of our problems and our troubles and our fears. But we can rest assured that God loves us, that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, and that I know that I know that I know that whenever he comes back, I'm going to heaven. That is the first assurance that you can be thankful for tonight. Amen? I mean, that is something. If you stop and think about it, our pea-brain mind can't even really comprehend and take that in. But not only do I want you to see the assurance that he saved us, but I want you to see the assurance that because he does love us, that he has a plan for our lives. Romans 8, verses 28, 29 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, the lost person doesn't understand what I'm talking about. The lost person just kind of drifts through life. They're hoping for the best. They just move on from one thing to the next. They really have no real answers for the problems and the anxiety and the fear and the frustration that comes into their lives. But we as Christians should not be living that kind of a life. Now that would be a terrible state to be in. But now I said a while ago, we're not immune to trouble and sorrow and loss and disappointment. But we have the assurance that in it all and through it all, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Now, we don't understand it. Now, why does a young person get cancer? You know, I don't know. Why does sometimes our own children may be disappointed? I can't answer that. Why do you go through the trials and the troubles that you go through? I don't know. I can't answer those questions. Sometimes our own life seems like it's turned upside down and inside out and all around. I don't have the answers to those questions, but I know this, that it's all according to God's purpose. That is the assurance that we have. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 13, just before he washed his feet, he said, you don't understand what I'm doing right now. He said, it doesn't make any sense to you. It seems all out of context, but one day you're going to understand. And that is the assurance that we have, that because we are his sons, that he foreknew us and he predestined and called us and justified and glorified us all at the same time because we're his children. John said in the book of Revelations, in chapter 1, verse 7, he said, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. That is the assurance that we have as his children. No matter what problems we face in this world. And you know, as day turns into week turns into month, and month turns into years, it just seems to go on and on and on and on, and we're here on this earth. But one day, Jesus is coming in the clouds. And that is a blessed assurance as Christians that we have, and that should make us all happy. Job said in chapter 19, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I shall see God. That is a blessed assurance. Not only does God save us, but he has a plan for our life. Now, we may not understand it. We might understand the troubles that we're in or the problems that we're facing right now. But if we understood it, we would say, thank you, Jesus. I really believe that. That is the blessed assurance that his word gives us. Now, I don't know if these lines are a part of a song or if it's just a poem, but I run across them today and I want to share them with you, and then we'll be through and we'll close. But it says, all my doubts I give to Jesus. I his gracious promise heard. I shall never be confounded. I am trusting in that word. All I am I give to Jesus. All my body, all my soul, all I have and all I hope for, while eternal ages roll. I am trusting, fully trusting, sweetly trusting in his word. If I just had a last word, that would be my prayer for each and every one of us, that we would not go through life confused and frustrated and depressed, filled with anxiety. And I know those things are going to come, but we have been redeemed, folks. And that is something that we should all be able to rejoice in. Now, that's all I have, unless somebody's got a word. If not, we'll close in prayer and we'll all go home. Judy wanted me to say, what was it, Judy? Swamp Johns, Morgan Baptist Association, June 18th at 4 to 7. We'll be raising money for the Morgan Baptist Association building. But anyways, anybody else got a word? She said she had tickets if anybody wants. Okay, we'll pray and we'll go home. Father, in Jesus' name, again, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to realize that even in the midst of all our storms, that no matter what we're facing, that your grace has already been there. And it is enough for all of our problems. I pray that you'd be with the ones who are traveling this week to bring them home safely. We again thank you for the wonderful rain that you've sent us. And we just pray that you be with us the rest of this week. It's in Jesus' holy name. Amen.